Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The latest atmospheric river to slam into the Bay Area has been bringing another round of strong winds and heavy rainfall to the region. The National Weather Service says it's seeing rain rates of between half and three quarters of an inch an hour in parts of the Bay Area. The agency says to expect more flooding and outages. The rain is set to continue through the morning and lessen this afternoon. Meteorologists say the gusty winds we've been getting will decrease, but it will remain breezy into this evening when more rain is expected again. Scientists say climate change is affecting the storms like the ones we've been experiencing over these last few weeks. KQED's Annalise Finney reports.
As the atmosphere warms, the air is able to hold more moisture.
So we expect, and the models show, that storms are going to be able to have larger rainfall amounts.
That's Professor of Meteorology and Climate Science Eugene Cordero from San Jose State University. He says that when more rain combines with other consequences of climate change, the risk to infrastructure, people, and animals grows.
If sea level is higher because of climate change, then the potential for coastal flooding increases. If we have more fires, like we're seeing in California, then the potential for mudslides, even if the storms weren't stronger, go up.
Cordero says it's essential to keep momentum behind efforts to combat climate change if we want to slow the growing impact of winter rainstorms. I'm Annalise Finney, KQED News.
The mayor of San Mateo is calling for the city to study the impact of flooding from recent storms and provide grants to flood victims. San Mateo Mayor Emerence Lee has begun raising funds through a GoFundMe page and is pushing for an emergency meeting of the city council to establish a victim fund to be distributed by a nonprofit.
We need, in my view, to make a generous allocation to support these victims, many of who have no flood insurance, and at this point, no guarantee of any financial support coming their way.
Lee says the city must act quickly to get resources to residents as more storms and possible flooding are forecasted for the days ahead. In other news, the Bay Area-based group Stop AAPI Hate is denouncing a new U.S. government COVID-19 testing requirement from travelers from China. KQED's Emily Hung explains.
The new policy requires travelers from China, Hong Kong, and Macau to provide a negative COVID-19 test result taken within 2 days of departure or proof of recovery from the virus within the last 90 days. The organization Stop AAPI Hate's co-founder, Cynthia Che, says the requirement mirrors the China travel ban implemented in 2020 by singling out travelers from the area. She says it's likely to have a harmful impact on the AAPI community.
Public health officials, including the World Health Organization, said those travel bans are ineffective. And so that begs the question why this administration has instituted this policy.
Instead of policies directed at a group of people, Che says it would be more effective for the U.S. to reinstate mask mandates on public transit and vaccinate more individuals. I'm Emily Hung, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at KQED.org.